This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Time now for the puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Here's the challenge.
Take the trees hemlock, myrtle, oak, and pine. You can rearrange the letters and their names to get four other trees with one letter left over. What trees are they?
Well, more than 1,300 of you figured out the answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Tim Moon from Bethany, Illinois, who joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
So what was the answer to last week's challenge?
Well, once you rearrange the letters in the trees, you come up with hickory, lemon, elm, and teak.
And the letter left over would be?
Would be P.
That's very nice. How did you figure out all those tree names by yourself, or did you have help?
I had help. My wife and I, we listened to the puzzle on our way up to church, and she attacked it while I was getting ready for church, and she came up with two, and I came up with the other two.
What do you do in Bethany?
Well, I pastor the church in a small town near Bethany, and then also I work as a teacher's aide and a custodian at our local elementary school.
So you were on your way to work?
Yes.
Do you play the puzzle on your way to work every Sunday?
Yes, we do. I've been listening for like 20 years, and I recently got my wife involved in listening.
Well, now, before we continue, let's welcome the puzzle editor of the New York Times, Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda. Welcome back to the show. And Tim, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Will, it has been a while since I played the puzzle with you, and I hope you'll go easy.
It's actually, I think, an easy puzzle today. We'll find out.
Well, that's good. That's good. Tim, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, Will, let's go.
All right, Tim and Linda, every answer today consists of two words that are opposites. I'll give you rhymes for the words. You tell me the opposites. For example, if I said lard and loft, you would say hard and soft.
Okay.
All right, number one is coy and curl.
Boy and girl.
That's it. Number two
fast.
Should and shad.
Should and what? Shad?
Shad, as in the fish.
This is preacher talk here.
Should and shad. Good and bad.
There
good and
go.
Bad is it. Dove and date.
Dove, love and hate.
Love and hate. Pappy and pad.
Happy and pad.
And pad, P-A-D. What's the opposite of happy?
Sad.
That's it. Callow and keep.
Callow and keep.
Think water.
Shallow and deep, yeah.
That's it. Barge and ball.
Large and small.
That's it. Smack and smite.
Smack and smite. Black and white.
Uh-huh. Whiskey and waif.
Whiskey
W-A-I-F.
And waif. Whiskey and waif. Those two don't go together.
No.
Whiskey and waif. 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 Maif. Caif.
Could it be something and safe?
Risky and safe, yeah.
Risky and safe. Good. Two heads work together there. Next one is pong and peak. P-E-A-K.
Pong and peak. Long and peak. Long. Strong and weak.
Hey.
Strong and weak. Good job. Gore and geese.
Gore and geese.
Uh-huh.
Gore, sore, tore.
Later in the alphabet.
Later. And more and...
Oh, later than that.
Later than that. war...
Yes.
Yeah, there you are. You're there.
War and...
Oh, but you're probably thinking W-O-R-E.
Yeah.
You want W-A-R.
War and peace, then.
War and peace, is it? And here's your last one. Chum and chart.
Chum and chart. Chum and chart.
And chart rhymes with an adjective describing you.
Dumb and smart.
There you go.
I like that.
I can handle that, yeah.
That's a great job.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle, you'll get the weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about that at npr.org/puzzle. Tim, what is your public radio station?
One that I think Mr. Shorts will like. I listen to WILL.
My favorite
there
call
you go.
Letters.
In Champaign-Urbana?
Uh-huh.
Tim Moon of Bethany, Illinois. Thank you very much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
So, Will, we have a challenge for next week?
Yes, I'm thinking of something that has a two-word name. Inside this name are the consecutive letters I-L-E-H. Remove these four letters, and the remaining letters in order will name something commonly found inside the original thing with the two-word name. What is it? So again, something with the two-word name. Inside are the consecutive letters I-L-E-H. Get rid of those four letters. The remaining letters in order will name something commonly found inside the original thing. What is it?
I have no idea. I can't
That's
even begin to have an idea. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.